All right, so are you ready to dive into some project management stuff today?
Always ready for that.
So you sent over this course description that claims it can help take you from a decent project manager to like exceptional. So let's break it down and see if we can find any like nuggets of wisdom to help people out there level up their game.
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay, cool. So one thing that really jumped out at me was this emphasis on the systems approach to project management. It sounds very like interconnected, you know, not just a simple checklist. So how does that actually differ from more traditional project management approaches?
Well, I think it's interesting to use the phrase systemic and systematic. And it really is about recognizing that projects are complex systems and that everything's kind of connected and impacts one another. So, we think about the classic triple constraints of scope, schedule, and budget. But this course actually adds a fourth constraint, people. And they're highlighting that, managing projects is as much about navigating human dynamics as it is about ticking off tasks.
Oh, that's a good point. I like that they added people into the mix there.
It's definitely, you can't forget about the people.
So it's kind of like a recipe where even a tiny change in one ingredient can throw off the whole dish. And people are often like the most unpredictable ingredient of all.
Oh, definitely.
I'm intrigued by how they're factoring that in.
Yeah, and I think that's where that systemic approach really comes into play. It's about understanding how, for example, a change in scope might impact not just the schedule, but also team morale or stakeholder
Oh,
expectations.
for sure.
So a systematic approach gives you that framework to analyze those ripple effects and make informed decisions.
Okay, so it's not just about having a plan, but having a plan that can adapt.
Absolutely.
Speaking of adapting, this course goes straight into the top three obstacles faced by young project managers. I feel like regardless of experience, we've probably all stumbled over some of those hurdles at some point.
Yeah, definitely. The challenges might evolve as you gain experience. But understanding those common pitfalls, I think early on can save you a lot of headaches down the road.
For sure. Now, they do acknowledge that the fundamental principles of project management haven't really changed in the last century or so, but it seems like they're saying that there's a lot more to it than just those basics.
And I think that's what sets this course apart is that focus on how do you apply those principles in the real world, and how do you deal with some of the less talked about aspects like managing stakeholders, handling unexpected roadblocks, mastering negotiation,
All the messy
all the
stuff.
messy stuff, exactly.
So beyond those fundamentals then, what are some of the key skills they're hoping to cultivate in aspiring project managers?
Well, one of the key learning outcomes they highlight is the ability to consistently deliver successful projects. And they emphasize that, there's rarely a single right solution to a problem. It's about being able to analyze a situation, weigh different options, and choose the best course of action, even under pressure.
So it's not just about memorizing a playbook, but developing that critical thinking muscle to adapt on the fly.
And this course goes beyond theory. They actually dive into practical skills, like identifying potential risks and then coming up with strategies to mitigate them, which is obviously crucial for keeping projects on track.
So we've got systems thinking, adaptability, problem solving, risk management. It's like we're assembling a superhero toolkit for project managers.
I like that analogy.
Now let's take a look at some of the individual modules. One that immediately caught my eye was the seven interdependent P's of a project. Seven P's. I'm intrigued.
Yeah, that's definitely an interesting one.
Can you give us a little taste of what that's all about?
Well, it's all about how different aspects of a project are interconnected and influence each other. So think of it like a web where each P represents a crucial element. So you've got the purpose of the project, the people involved, the processes you follow, the product you're creating, and then you have place, as in the physical or virtual environment where the project takes place.
Okay, so we've got five so far: purpose, people, process, product, place. What about the other two? I'm dying to know what completes the set.
I'm curious about that too. I'm guessing one might be power,
Oh, interesting.
as in how authority and decision making play out within the project team. And perhaps the last one is practice. emphasizing the importance of ongoing learning and refinement of skills based on experience.
It's a really interesting interpretation.
Yeah.
So by understanding how these seven P's interact, you can get a more holistic view of the project and manage it more effectively.
Right.
It's not just about tasks and timelines. It's about the entire ecosystem.
Exactly.
And that leads nicely into another module, the human side of project management.
Yeah.
We've touched on it a bit already, but how crucial are those soft skills in this field?
Oh, they're absolutely essential.
Yeah.
I mean, I think, you know, we could probably do a whole deep dive just on that topic alone.
Yeah, for today.
But it's really about, you know, the skills that elevate a project manager from being just a taskmaster to a true leader.
Okay.
You know, things like fostering a collaborative environment where everyone feels heard, understanding different communication styles, becoming adept at conflict resolution, recognizing that, you know, projects are ultimately driven by people, and managing those human dynamics is really key to success.
It sounds like they're equipping project managers to not just lead projects, but to lead people.
Exactly. Yeah.
Now, beyond the general principles, this course also gets into the nitty-gritty of managing specific types of projects.
Right.
They've got modules on managing software projects and research projects, recognizing that each comes with its own unique set of challenges.
For sure. Yeah.
So a one-size-fits-all approach isn't going to work.
Definitely not.
They're giving you the tools to adapt your skills to different contexts.
Right.
Now, they do recommend a primary textbook that really dives deep into their approach. But they also mention that there's a whole world of management literature out there. So it's like, here's a great starting point, but don't be afraid to explore.
Right, exactly.
I love that they're encouraging that kind of growth mindset, acknowledging that learning doesn't stop once you finish a course.
Absolutely.
So we've covered a lot of ground.
We have.
We've talked about the systems approach, the seven Ps, risk management, the importance of soft skills. But before we get too carried away, I want to make sure we're giving you, the listener, tangible takeaways.
Okay.
What are some of the key points that you've gleaned so far that you think could be immediately applicable?
Well, one thing that really stands out is the emphasis on problem solving and critical thinking.
Okay.
Technical skills are important, no doubt.
Right.
But being able to think on your feet,
mm-hmm.
analyze situations, make sound decisions.
Yeah.
Especially when things go off script.
Right.
That's where a good project manager truly shines.
That's a good point.
Yeah. And this course, it seems like they offer some tools to help people hone those skills.
Yeah.
You know, we were talking about that module on the top three obstacles.
Yeah.
Sounds like they go beyond just identifying the problems and offer practical strategies for tackling those challenges.
Right. And I appreciate how they emphasize that there isn't always like a single right answer in project management.
Yeah.
You know, it's about finding the best solution for that specific context, which requires that, you know, flexible and adaptable mindset.
Being resourceful and creative in your approach.
Right.
And, you know, that concept of interconnectedness we were talking about with the seven Ps.
Yeah.
I really want to know what those final two Ps are.
Me too.
We were speculating about power and practice.
Yeah.
What insights do you think they'll offer about those two in project management?
I'm so curious.
Well, you know, when it comes to power, I think it's going to be a discussion on, you know, how influence and decision-making actually work within a project team.
Okay.
It's not always just about who has, like, the formal authority, but it's also understanding how to navigate different personalities.
Yeah.
And, you know, build consensus and ultimately get things done.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
It's like acknowledging that managing projects often involves a delicate dance of, like, diplomacy.
Yeah.
And persuasion.
Definitely.
You need to get everyone on board and rowing in the same direction.
Great. Well, then what about practice?
I think for practice, it's going to be about, you know, really emphasizing the importance of honing your skills consistently.
Okay.
Learning from both successes and failures. And just constantly seeking ways to kind of improve your approach.
So that growth mindset.
That growth mindset, exactly.
Learning doesn't end when the course ends.
Exactly.
And speaking of things that don't always go as planned, risk management.
Yes.
Projects can be so unpredictable.
Oh, for sure.
So how does this course address that?
They dedicate a whole module to risk and uncertainty.
Okay.
Which is really, you know, essential, I think, for any project manager who hopes to avoid disaster.
Right.
And it's not just about, you know, crossing your fingers, hoping for the best. It's about being proactive,
Okay.
identifying potential risks, developing strategies to mitigate them,
Yeah.
and then having those contingency plans in place for when things inevitably go wrong.
So being prepared for the unexpected.
Yes, and also having that flexibility to adjust course when needed.
Absolutely. And I think this, all ties back to that systems approach.
Right.
You know,
It's all connected.
it is all connected.
Now, speaking of systems, I'm curious about one of the other learning outcomes they highlighted,
Okay.
the ability to define project scope, objectives, and deliverables.
Yeah.
It sounds kind of basic, but I imagine it's actually more complex than it seems.
It is definitely foundational.
Right.
You know, if you don't have a clear understanding of what you're aiming to achieve
Right.
and how you're going to measure success,
Yeah.
the project is kind of doomed from the start.
Yeah.
Think of it like building a house without blueprints.
Okay.
You might end up with something that resembles a house,
Yeah.
but it's probably not going to be what you envisioned or meet the
Yeah.
needs of the
Yeah.
people who are supposed to live there.
Okay, so setting those clear goals and expectations is
Yeah.
like laying the foundation for the whole project.
Exactly.
But then once those are defined, you've got to actually get the work done.
Right.
Which brings us back to the human side of things.
Yeah.
So, what skills are really crucial for effectively managing a team?
Well, communication, I think, is at the top of the list.
Okay.
You know, clear, concise, and consistent communication. It's going to help keep everyone on the same page
Right.
and minimize the chances of, misunderstandings or conflicts.
Makes sense.
And it's not just about transmitting information.
Right.
It's about actively listening,
Right. Yeah.
understanding different perspectives,
Yeah.
and creating a space where people feel comfortable sharing their ideas and concerns.
So it's really fostering that collaborative environment.
Exactly.
It's not about just like barking orders.
Right.
It's about creating a team where everyone feels valued and empowered
Yeah.
to contribute.
And let's not forget about conflict resolution.
Oh, yeah, that's a big one.
You know, disagreements are bound to happen.
Yeah.
So having the skills to navigate those situations constructively is crucial.
Right.
It's about mediating, finding common ground, and ultimately turning those conflicts into opportunities for growth.
So you're a leader, a facilitator, a coach,
Yeah.
maybe even a little bit of a therapist
A
sometime.
little bit of everything.
This project management role is pretty multifaceted.
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, technical skills are essential, but those interpersonal skills, that ability to connect with people,
Yeah.
motivate them, that really separates good project managers from the great ones.
Now, what about managing time?
Yeah.
Projects always seem to take longer than expected,
You do.
and deadlines can be unforgiving.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's another, critical aspect of project management is time management.
Right. Get
And it's not just about creating a schedule and hoping everyone sticks to it.
Oh, okay.
It's about, understanding how to allocate resources effectively, track progress,
Yeah.
make adjustments along the way.
They actually have a whole module on successful change and time management.
Yeah.
I'm curious, what does that entail?
It's recognizing that change is inevitable in any project.
Yeah, for sure.
Right, and being able to adapt your plans and timelines accordingly,
Oh, God.
assessing the impact of those changes, communicating those adjustments to the team, to stakeholders,
Right.
and making sure everyone is aligned on that new path forward.
So it's not about sticking to the plan no matter what. It's
No.
about knowing when and how to pivot.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, flexibility, adaptability, key.
Yeah.
A project manager who clings to, an outdated plan is bound to run into trouble.
Before we wrap up, I want to touch on one last module that I saw,
Okay.
Project Closeout.
Yeah.
Maybe not the most glamorous part of the
So it's
process,
often overlooked.
but it's pretty important.
Yeah, it's crucial, for tying up loose ends,
Okay.
documenting lessons learned, and celebrating successes.
Right.
A chance to reflect on what went well,
Yeah.
what could be improved, and set the stage for future projects.
It's like the final chapter of a book. You
Yeah.
need that sense of closure
You
to
do.
feel like the journey's complete.
And this course doesn't just teach you how to do it successfully,
Okay.
but it also introduces this concept of project audits,
Oh, interesting.
which can be really valuable
Okay.
for evaluating performance and identifying areas where the organization can improve.
So it's not just about individual projects. It's about improving project management practices within the organization as a whole.
Exactly. It's about fostering a culture of, continuous learning and striving for excellence in everything you do.
Wow. We've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive, from the systems approach to the seven Ps.
Yeah.
Risk management, the human side of it all.
It's a lot.
What would you say is the most important takeaway for our listener?
Ooh, that's a good question. Well, if I had to choose just one thing to take away from all this,
Yeah.
it would be that project management is more than just, checking off those boxes and sticking to the plan.
Right.
It's really about understanding the whole web of, relationships, processes, goals that make up a project, and having the skills to navigate that complexity, effectively.
It's almost like conducting an orchestra.
Oh, yeah.
You need to understand how all the instruments work together,
Right.
how to lead them all
Exactly.
to create that beautiful symphony.
That's a great analogy. I like that.
And this course, it seems like they're giving you the tools and techniques to be that conductor. They've really emphasized, clear communication, adaptability, risk management, all those soft skills.
For sure. It's like setting you up for success.
Yeah.
And, there's no one size fits all.
Right.
What works for one project might not work for another. It's
Totally.
about being adaptable, resourceful, and always learning and growing.
Yeah, constantly looking for new ways to improve your craft.
Exactly.
So as we wrap up our deep dive into this course description, what is one skill or area of knowledge that you would prioritize developing to be a more effective project manager?
Ooh, that's a great question to think about.
Maybe it's, becoming a better communicator, learning how to handle conflict more
Oh,
effectively,
yeah.
or mastering risk assessment.
Lots of options.
But whatever it is, remember that investing in your development as a project manager is an investment in your future success.
Couldn't agree more. It's been a pleasure breaking all this down with you.
Same here. And to our listener, thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive.
Yes, thank you.
We hope you've learned something new and maybe even feel a little bit more excited about the world of project management.
Yeah.
Until next time, happy project managing.